Welcome to Smoke Creek with a hot tub and the old man. I'm Hot Tub.
I'm the old man.
What's happening?
Let's get this thing going.
Yo, Hot Tub, what's going on, buddy?
Another beautiful day on Delmarva, brother. How about you?
Boy, you look down in the fucking dumps. What happened?
I am beat, dude. I'm not sleeping right, and I'm almost done this fucking car.
Did you blow smoke?
I don't even want to start it until it's programmed.
Why were we keeping our fingers crossed? I thought we were just going to blow smoke.
No, we were keeping our fingers crossed because when I bought the car, it had a sticker in the back that said Diablo Motorsports. Well, Diablo Motorsports programs, tunes, and builds race cars. That's who was working on this car before. That's why I have the upgraded rear. I have the upgraded transmission. And in doing so, usually a lot of those guys lock the ECU when they're done. And if they had locked the ECU, I would have either had to drive 4 hours away and spend $800, or I can spend $100 tomorrow and my boy can program it pretty much for $100.
So what did you find out?
It looks like I'm getting $100 programming.
Woo! So why are you down in the dumps? You done saved $700 and you only got to get new $350.
I'm not down in the dumps. I'm just fucking beat, dude. According to Erica, I'm sleeping maybe 3 hours a night. Maybe. And it's been that way for almost a week.
Are you at least sleep fucking?
Not even. I'll fuck then let her go to sleep. It's one of those, look, I know I'm not going to sleep, so just lift your leg. I'm getting ready to eat this pussy and send you to bed. That's what we're doing.
That's fucking funny. I was, First of all, you know that we downloaded the other one the other day.
I was listening to it today.
What'd you think?
It wasn't bad. Other than our part where we kept losing fucking speaking, it was pretty good.
You know, I tried to cut some of it out, but then I thought, you know what? It can't be the bullshit podcast, our bullshit podcast, if we don't leave the fucked up shit in it. Then it's
we gotta have the drama.
Then it's no fun for me.
I'm killing myself to get this fucking car done because how cool would it be if Saturday night I pull up that motherfucker in that car?
Nice.
After damn near 2 years of that bitch being on the ground, I pull up in that bitch loud as a motherfucker.
I'm hoping for it, man. I got my fingers crossed.
You know I like to make an entrance.
Shit. It'd help if you're more pretty.
Oh, I'm fucking gorgeous. That's the difference. Do you see this? Look at me. I've been busting my ass and I'm still sexy. I'm staring at my motherfucking self in the comeback mirror. Stop hating. like a buff Mr. Clean, goddammit.
A chubby buff, okay?
Fuck you.
A chubby Mr. Clean.
I'll take that. Huh? I'll take that.
Nah,
you can spick and span her whole back.
Where size doesn't matter. God damn, I hate it when you do that.
I know it's funny, and I know it doesn't sound right to everybody, but this car means a lot to me. It really does.
No, that's a nice-looking car. I like it. I don't think I've seen the inside of it, but I've seen it all over the
door. You will.
I've seen it all over the dooryard, but I haven't seen it in the inside of it. You gonna let me drive that motherfucker?
Considering you've driven things about as strong, I don't see why not.
You know Rose is gonna be hating if she hears this. She's gonna choke one of us.
Well, I mean, it's a man thing. You let me touch your woman, you touch mine, so I feel like I can at least drive. Yeah, I mean, you get what the fuck I'm saying, bitch.
When Rose and I were first together, I had a motorcycle, right? And and she couldn't understand. Somebody brought over a Harley to the house, right? It wasn't much of one. It was like, why am I thinking 650? I don't know. But it wasn't a big Sportster type one, but it was a Harley. And it was really nice, had the sound, all that stuff.
Probably an 855 bobber.
something like that. It wasn't nothing special or spectacular. And she's over there touching the motherfucking thing and all the rest of that stuff. And I had to go, babe, you need to get your hands off that bike. She goes, but he parked it here. And it's really cool. Yes, it is. But a man would rather you fuck his wife than fuck with his bike. And then I realized lifestyle. And then I'm like, that doesn't really hold any fucking merit there.
No water at all.
None. You know what made her stop? Stop touching the fucking thing?
I'm fucking beat, but I'm happy beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
I'm
a
nervous,
hell of a project.
I'm excited. I'm scared.
That's a hell of a big project,
dude. Scared to death
dude.
The bitch won't start. Then I'm scared to death the bitch will start, and then something will fuck up. I built this bitch. You know what I mean? It's like being a father all over again. I fear fucking up.
It's the way it is, man. I know. I used to do some of that shit. Now I don't give two fucking shits about it. As fucked up as it is, I could care less. Mechanic for 30 fucking years, you'd think I'd have 7 or 8 projects laying around. Fuck that. That's work.
No. That means you lost interest. That's why I never wanted to become a mechanic. I love cars too much. I don't want to work on them all day and then hate them.
Oh, God. I don't know if... Yeah, I hate them. They're just a piece of equipment to me. I don't give two fucking shits. Gets me to point A to point B. And if I get a blowjob in it, then hey, then it's a good car.
See, here's our next topic right here. Here's our next fucking topic.
Roadhead?
We're going to have a conversation.
Roadhead?
No. Cars, you have two types of people in this fucking world. You have the type of people that look at their car and say, Maytag. And you have the type of motherfucker that looks at their car and says, there's my daughter, there's my son. Okay? Those are the two types of motherfuckers in this world.
Maytag? And
those who see it as a fucking appliance. And those who see it as part of the goddamn family.
It's a
That thing lives, breathes, and eats, goddammit.
Well, I realize that it lives, breathes, and eats. But it's still a piece of equipment. Don't make the world go around.
Why not?
There's only one thing in this world that makes the world go around for me.
You say that car doesn't make the world go around. Is that your point?
I'm saying that there's only one thing that makes me happy, complete, and all the rest of that fucking bullshit.
I didn't ask that. What I asked was, are you going to stand by the fact that you said vehicles don't make the world go round?
They don't.
I beg to differ.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead with your bad self.
How the fuck did you get to work this morning?
In my piece of equipment.
And how do you deliver mail?
With a piece of equipment.
And how did you get from point A to point B in the military?
With a piece of equipment.
How vital was said equipment while you were there?
If that piece of equipment in the military would have broke down, I'd have shot the son of a bitch, got into another one, and drove away.
Ah, but you said into another one, did you not?
Okay, into another one. It isn't the end-all, be-all. It's not like that car you got sitting out front. It is.
Agreed.
That one out front isn't replaceable.
No, not really.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
But
you're right.
To me, that car sitting in the dooryard is just a piece of equipment, and it is replaceable. The only thing I have, well, there's several things that I have that are irreplaceable, and that is my children and my wife. Those things I can't replace.
As far as worldly possessions go, my 1911 Colt and that fucking car are about it.
I'm not hating on you for liking the car. I'm not hating on you for loving the car. I'm just saying that to me, after 30 years of being under hoods, 30 years of crawling underneath of them, all the rest of that shit, it's just a piece of equipment.
See, but there's passion in that equipment. I believe there's a lot of passion in vehicles, whether it be trucks, cars, There's such a following on everything as far as they're concerned.
I'm not in no way begrudging you for liking the car. I'm not saying that at all. It's just for me, it's just a piece of equipment.
See, you saying that it's just a piece of equipment is the equivalent of me telling you that I've got a motor out there under that hood instead of an engine. It's one of those little nips that...
You have several motors out underneath that hood, but you only have one engine. And I wish you would step back and realize the fucking mechanical difference between a goddamn engine and a fucking motor. That is just so fucking retarded to me when people say that. Just like when people say, irrelevant. Irrelevant. What the fuck is that?
That one drives me nuts too.
It's either not relevant, or it's, you know, it's just not relevant. Or it's relevant. It's not irrelevant. It's a double negative. It's fucking retardation to me.
See, and that's how I feel about cars. I feel that each one has a soul. Like, my wife can get in that Nissan, and to her, that Nissan is an appliance. But when she had her truck, that truck was like having another child. That truck meant something to her.
You know what the reality might be is that being 30 years of turning wrenches, that's one. You kind of look at it and go, I know what makes it work. I know every piece, every facet of it, all that bullshit. I know it off the top of my fucking head. I know what type of brakes it has. I know all that bullshit. And if I don't know, I just look and go, oh, okay, that's what it is. I just don't have the passion for it. I don't think I have a passion for anything anymore.
I'm trying to find it. Eleanor Roosevelt had, she said something about speed, and I'm trying to remember what it was. She made a big quote about speed.
Like ecstasy?
Oh, dude. America is all about speed. Hot, nasty, badass speed. Eleanor Roosevelt. Back then.
When the top speed was 45 miles an hour.
Hey, but that bitch was loving it. With her wig pushed back.
That's fucked up. I can't even respond because you're just going to make me go into a historical bullshit over her. And I don't know that much about her. Other than she was a lesbian.
You know, I didn't have the dad growing up. I had a mom. And my mom was dad too. And my mom taught me about cars at a young age. And there were times my want to be around fast cars and strong vehicles got me out of places I had no business being. It got me out of doing things I had no business doing. I was doing shit that really was not cool at all. And I would hear about a car show, and I'd find a fucking way to get there. Find a way to get there. Just so I could hear that sound. Just so I could feel that rumble in my chest. There's something passionate about it. And it's something I'm trying to pass along to my kids. Give them something more interesting to think about and do than trying to be cool with everybody else.
I get the sentimental attachment. I didn't realize it went that deep, but I do get the attachment to it. I do understand it, and I'm not making fun of it. I'm making fun of you, but I ain't making fun of the idea of it.
That's why I fucking love you, old man.
I think it's great. And one of the things, I guess for me, when I was younger, I had my head so far up Man, I've been turning wrenches since I was 16 years old, professionally, getting paid and all the rest of that shit. And it was
so you learned to hate it.
It probably is the better way of putting it. And I now, because I've been such a loner all my life, or at least feel like I've been a loner all my life, the only thing that really matters to me is friendships and being able to talk to people and that type of stuff. And you know that about me. I can't talk to people for shit.
Yeah. I get that, but for me and Erica, the day that car died, I had it set up to go. It was leaving. Fuck that bitch. It was done. I'm buying an S10 and I'm driving to and from fucking work every day. I'm getting me a Maytag. I'm getting me a Samsung. I'm getting me a goddamn appliance. That's how it was get Ray B. And that woman looked me in my eye and she goes, you know, I've watched from the background you sell three of them. She goes, you get them and you're getting ready to build them and to help everybody else or try to do something for other people. I've watched you sell the very thing that means so much to you. She goes, I've watched you do it too many times. She goes, so this time, before you think that I'm going to let you get rid of that car, we're going to do what you always wanted to do. We're going to build that bitch, and it's going to be as bad as you want it to be. Yes, we're going to throw money at it. I know you are Jewish by nature, but we're going to throw money at it.
Hey.
And I looked at her like she had lost her mind because... Not because she called me Jewish, but because I never had that kind of backing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There that woman was backing something that meant the world to me, though it was just a fucking possession. It's something that could live in, that could work today and die tomorrow, and fuck that bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Actually,
but she backed me on it.
I see where you're coming from with it. I really do. I will support you, but... I will continue to fuck with you. So, like
what
it.
You do.
Just understand, I'm still going to kick you in the dick. There's nothing I can do about it.
Well, now the running joke between all my customers is what we're going to name it. I've got a customer that says we should name it Big Bird. And I'm really digging Big Bird. I can't lie.
That's a little strange.
The license plate would say B-I-G-B-R-D. Erica says we should call it the Mistress. I came up with Daisy because that's Erica's maiden name and it's bright fucking yellow. We even had a Reba McEntire reference. We was gonna name her Fancy. Tell that bitch she got one chance, don't let me down.
I like that one. Actually, the one that I would swing towards would be... Hold on. What is the name of the female in that Adam Sandler movie?
There's quite a few. You big
nah,
dumb
come
dummy.
On, you big dumb dummy. You quoted all the motherfucking time.
Vicky Valancourt.
There you go.
I really appreciate what you're doing for me right now, Vicky. Just keep the pedal down, goddammit.
I'm kind of partial to Vicky Valancourt.
Yeah, but how you putting that on a fucking license plate? Dear God, tell me.
Bro, I can't think about all that stuff. I just had me some chocolate cake.
Oh, now his blood sugar's all fucking wrecked. See, and this is why you're the old man.
Chocolate cake.
Oh, you win. Hey, and another thing, you fathead fucker. I found out yesterday that I weigh 222 pounds as opposed to 326 pounds as opposed to 336 pounds. You son of a bitch.
So how much do you weigh, you fat motherfucker?
Well, about a month ago, I weighed 336 pounds.
You cannot,
yesterday,
with a straight face, tell me that you weigh 222 pounds. Now, you said,
no.
I rewind this motherfucker, you said 222.
I had a moment, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I would call it a blind moment. I don't know what to fucking call it, but...
So, anywho, before I was rudely interrupted
apparently,
by
you don't know
citizens,
the, your
AAA
standard...
Triple A card having ass motherfucker. So, we went to go get our memberships to the gym. I stepped on the scale and that sumbitch told me I weighed 336 pounds.
That motherfucker said, get the fuck off me, you fat motherfucker.
He didn't even get that out. He couldn't. He tried. So yesterday we had a scale at work. I said, fuck, if this thing can measure trucks, it should do my fat ass perfectly.
I was
going to
say,
fine.
Was it a truck scale? Because that's the only thing that could legitimately weigh that big ass of yours.
How about you just shut up and listen? You're supposed to be, you know, my shoulder to lean on, you motherfucker. So, anywho, again, senior citizen, I stepped on the scale once again. That sorry son of a bitch told me I weighed, it was 326 pounds. I think it was a little over 10 pounds. I know that much, but it was like 326
pounds. Well, turn around,
pounds.
It's right behind you.
Say what?
Turn around, it's right behind you. It's that big fat ass.
Yeah, I'd say it my balls, but she keeps them pretty empty. I'm proud of her.
That's fucked up. Dumbass.
So I take it I really do look that rough, don't I?
Yeah, you look beat the fuck up, dude.
I'll get it together, I promise.
Your ass is gonna be sucking buttermilk come Saturday.
No, it's gonna be Fireball.
You're gonna be like, I want to, but I need to sleep. I need to take a sleepy.
I'm gonna take me a long ass baby nap in the middle of the day. That's what I'm gonna do.
Really? I'm getting that motherfucker at 3 o'clock, and the only reason I'm doing that is because I get a fucking nap because I'm almost ready. 2 hours later. Are you in? Look, call me when you're in the car.
So I take it, we're definitely going Saturday night. I don't know what we're doing Friday night. I don't know. I think she had talked about possibly going out there and just hanging out for a few. But you figure that's right down the road for us.
Yeah, that is. I don't know what Rose and I are going to do. We're definitely going back. I think check-in is at like 3. So that'd give her plenty of time. She had to shower, shave, and all the rest of that stuff. Put her makeup on, 6 outfits, 17 pairs of shoes, 800 sexy underwear, and then by that time, I'm taking a nap. That's when I'm napping.
You go to sleep, and I'm just going to post up and watch. I'm going to tell you what happens, okay?
I'm fine with that. But this brother going to take a nap. You know what I mean? I got to get that old man nap in. Then I'll wake up and get a shot of Fireball, and then I'll be ready to go for another hour, for about an hour, and then I'm going to take a nap again. Nah, I'm lying.
That bitch is dumb. God damn, he's dumb.
I gotta take a nap. I want to see the sunrise. Why are you shaking your fucking head at me?
You are the most non-sentimental, trying to be sentimental motherfucker I ever met in my life.
I'm gonna
have a class. I'm gonna teach you how to try to be a little bit more sentimental.
Sentimental? I'm sentimental all the time.
I hear it.
Yeah, it's written all over my face.
No, that's dick.
Nah, fuck you, cocksucker. So, yeah, we're going to get there. I want to get, right now, the plan is, until I add the rose into the equation, the plan is getting there at 3 o'clock. But I'm going to do...
I'm going to get a hello, my name is, and it's going to say Barry. Barry McKechner.
Barry McKechner?
No, that's not how you pronounce it, goddammit. It's McKechner.
McKechner. I hope to God they don't fucking think that... I hope they don't try to do a name tag, because... That would be a great fucking name. I just don't know what.
Tell me it wouldn't. Come on, bitch. Barry McKechner.
I cannot fucking top it. That's the problem. I can't fuck with that one.
I can't even hyphenate that shit.
I can't even fucking fight on that one. That was some good shit.
It's it's Mrs. and Mr. McKickener.
McKickener.
Now coming to the stage, the McKickeners.
The McKickeners. How the fuck do you pronounce this? McKickener. Fucking idiot. Where the fuck did you come up with McKickener?
And don't forget Barry. Barry's my first name. Barry. Barry McKickener.
Barry McKickener. That's a good one. I like that one. Damn sight better than a hot tub.
Stop hating. I'd be pretty in a hot tub. I used to look very sad. I remember somebody looking at my pictures of being in a hot tub. That's why you remember and gave me the nickname Hot Tub, because I was sexier than fuck in my goddamn hot tub.
I'm going to give you 3/4 of that statement. Just 3/4 of it. And here's why.
She said, oh, look at those bubbles. Keep a straight face, bitch.
The only reason why I seen those pictures, because every fucking time you would post something, oh, here comes the rose in her foot. I can't even do a Spanish voice. He's so cute. He's so hot. Look at those blue eyes. Oh, my goodness. Oh. All right, babe. Yes, he's a nice-looking guy. I will admit that. But please. So this happened for like 2 months, and then it was in a hot tub every fucking time. I'm like, Jesus. She goes, what's that? She goes, Matthew, he said, he posts, who the fuck is Matthew? She goes, you know, the guy with the blue eyes and all this. Which one are you, who are you talking about? Then she goes, you know, the guy in the hot tub. You know hot tub? Oh, hot tub. Okay, I got you now. Don't tell me the motherfucker's name, because I don't know his fucking name. It's hot tub. That's all I know. Then when we was at that party, here comes Rose. And this is about, shit, I don't know. This had to be about 10 or 15 minutes later, after I had met you out front, and we were talking, and I don't remember what we were specifically. I think we got out there and I was having a cigarette, and then the one-up game started. We still really didn't meet. We just started tag teaming this motherfucker in a one-up game.
Hold on real quick, brother. You gonna say hello?
Hi, Mr. Jam.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? How you doing?
Good.
You back in school yet?
Tell Mr. Jim you were out there while we were working on the car. You were helping Daddy and everything, huh?
Yeah.
Outstanding. You gonna get that thing blowing smoke this week? Bro, I can't hear that.
Yeah.
You're a man of many words, aren't you?
Yep.
We're gonna go fast. Alright, go on, kick rocks, Bubba. I love you.
I just wanted to give you a love.
10-4, thanks, homie.
Good night,
Bobby,
buddy.
Said she smelled funny. I swear she did. She said your butt smelled like pickled pork salmon. Yeah. I'm back.
I'm not even touching that one. So anyways, we're out there playing one up, and I came inside, and then I don't know, about 5 minutes later, Rose comes over to me all giddy and stuff. You know that guy? What guy? You know that guy? Hot tub? She goes, yeah, he's outside. I said, I know, I talked to him. She's like, oh, took the wind out of her sails. It was terrible.
Look, I was so nervous to meet her, because for real, that was one of those ones I'm like, this woman is completely out of my league. I'm not even going to sit here and try to start. I'll say hi. I'll be my normal self. But I'm just not even going to get my hopes up and try to talk shit to her. I'm just not going to do it. Just because, nah. So when we all got along so well, it fucking floored me at first.
Why?
Come on, man. You really wouldn't expect again, this is why it's the old man and hot tub. If you think about it, our worlds are completely
It doesn't say the old man in hot tub. It says hot tub and the old man.
Yes, well, it insinuates an age gap alone.
Well, yeah, it does. But go ahead with your story, retard.
Well, you figure, I mean, think about it like this. I adore music. Listen to music all day, every day, while I'm at work and everything. You don't. You're a podcast kind of guy.
Not at all. I'd rather listen to the spoken word.
I absolutely am infatuated with cars. You? Only thing cars make you think of is the fact of how many 10-millimeter sockets you've lost. That's all it does is make you think about how many 10-millimeters you've had to replace with the Snap-on guy. That's all that does.
How many broken knuckles and all the rest of that shit. Yeah.
But we do have our similarities. We like comedy. We like to fuck around. And we love big booty women.
You know, when you think about that, it's the most opposite fucking two people in the fucking world. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
And two different sides, you know. I don't want to say one side of the track or anything insinuating that you're a bad guy and I'm a good guy or vice versa.
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying that my life didn't take me nowhere near where you went.
No, not so much.
I don't mean that as bad thing. I just mean that way.
Yeah, it's part of what makes me who I am, though. So, it's one of those things. Shit happens.
Well, see, that's the thing is, when you take a look at the friendship or how we coexist with one another, it's because at this all bullshit aside is that you see yourself as a soldier and I see myself as a soldier, and two soldiers usually get along.
And I honestly believe that wholeheartedly, what you just said. Though we both, you have been an actual soldier, and others have.
You cannot. You can never say. Let me tell you something about soldiers. You can never say. You never can call them X, because they're not.
No. That's not what I said. You've been an actual soldier.
And you insinuated used to be. You said used to be.
Oh, I
ain't never used to be.
That's not what I meant.
I still am. That's just who I am. I'm just not on active duty anymore.
That's not what I meant. I apologize.
No.
That's not what I mean.
No, I wasn't busting your balls. I mean, if you didn't have the clarity to understand that there's nothing X about a soldier. Nothing. And you know enough of us to know, oh, fuck, he ain't lying. Them some dumb some bitches.
And I'll never say I am any of that, but others have said that I've definitely pushed through some shit.
Well, it might be.
I have the mentality.
It may be the warrior spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's so much to understand about what a veteran goes through, what a soldier goes through in today's world. At the same time, there's a lot that you bring to our friendship, and that's that warrior spirit, plus being an Indian and that kind of, that those types of things just kind of creates a bond that's unbreakable in most cases. And it's really silly that we've known each other for a couple of years. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but we bonded from the very beginning.
Yeah, that was neat how that happened. We kind of fucking clicked right from the fucking door.
And
I mean, I had no clue that you were Rose's husband. I had no clue who you were.
Most people don't.
So the fact that we hit it off and you can't even blame us because I was trying to get your wife, motherfucker. We got along honestly and truly.
No, I would never have said that in a million years. I just didn't know that you would have thought that Rose was out of your league. That's just weird.
I truly did. And why is that weird?
Because here's why it's weird is as much as that most of us or especially myself, I'm a soldier and I can withstand anything. It doesn't matter what the world throws at me until you put emotion in it. Then that fucks me up.
Right.
And with that being said, if you think Rose is out of your league, what the fuck do you think she is for me? Totally and completely out of my league. You gotta give a brother.
She was out of your league, motherfucker.
You gotta give a brother some props for pulling some good Spanish coochie. And I can't speak Spanish at all.
I don't deserve the one I got.
No, you don't.
Not at all. Somehow I managed to make her like me. It's the tongue. It's that terrible Tyler tongue, boy. It's that triple T. That motherfucker's a problem.
That's certainly got to be the problem, because it certainly eat the little penis.
Hey, he's cute. You go fuck yourself.
Fucking idiot.
Hey, you won't be saying that when you meet Barry, bastard.
That's
when you
what
meet Barry, you won't be talking that way.
Fuck Barry and fuck you. How that?
You better be careful. Barry got a hell of a swing.
He got a reach on him. It's just really funny that the way that we get along, and it was well before our partners were introduced into it. Because I know when I walked away, you still didn't know who the fuck I was.
Nope.
I knew who you were. I didn't know you had a name other than Hot Tub.
Hey, yo, my beard is looking rather majestic today.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I thought you dropped that crap.
Look at that shit. That shit is majestic as fuck.
That's fucked up.
So one of the people that listens to our podcast texted me and said, hey, you're right. Your beard is very majestic. So you go fuck yourself. My beard is fucking majestic, right. And others agree.
I would have to question. That was a male, was it not?
It was.
It had to be, because I can't imagine too many women staying tuned to this garbage. But anyway. So
you go fuck yourself. Any woman that hears this and tells me that my fucking beard's majestic, I will brighten your fucking day. You have my word on that. I will do whatever it takes to brighten your goddamn day.
And when when you finish, just let them know where I'm standing so I can take care of the job.
They're going to finish laughing with me.
Before or after you drop your pants? You got to time it better. You got to time it better. That's all I'm saying. Don't get them laughing. You see, try to get them laughing on a dumb joke and then pull your pants down. That way they can't. You can't think that they were talking about your little pee tonker.
That's okay. You ain't never heard the saying, what'll make you laugh will make you cry. You laugh at that little motherfucker all you want, but when he go to work, goddammit.
I'm going to knock the bottom out that motherfucker.
You fucking right. I might have fucking six times, but I'm going to work.
The gentleman that was kind enough to indicate that you had a majestic beard, we have to question his masculinity just a touch. Because it just seems
stop,
to me.
Stop hating.
That if another man tells me I had a majestic beard, I think we were going to fuck. I really would. That's the first thing I would think. We fucking.
You better be careful. I know you're scared of flesh color.
So, I kind of question his validity on that one. So, that might
fuck
be a little
you.
Skewed.
How about that? The beard's majestic and it's been seconded. You can go to hell. How about that?
You can't have it motioned Erica can't really count in the same situation, sex.
Nor can Rose,
you know what I mean?
Because there's...
I guess my wife don't count neither, does she?
Now, your wife doesn't count.
Their bank account.
No more than Rose counts,
though.
She says that I'm handsome.
So, hold on. So, what you're saying is even Rose said I had a majestic beard, because you said what your wife said doesn't count neither. I'm sensing silence.
Well, I'm gonna have to give you if Rose said it, I'll take it. I'll take that as a second in the motion. But you cannot. You have to admit that another dude co-signing the beard is kind of gay. I mean, really.
Fuck now, you, I'll take a compliment.
I'm going to take a compliment too, but you can't second it. You cannot second it with a, you can't have a band co-sign it. That's all I'm saying. You can't. It's rude. It's foolishness. But if
you're sounding real homophobic right now.
Now, it's not homophobic. It's just that, you know, I don't want some. I just don't want somebody to keep filling your fucking heads with it's a majestic beard and shit. And you go sit there and brush your motherfucking beard. Now you give me them come fuck me eyes.
I thought it was pretty, goddamn it.
I had to chop that shit. That's not hot. No, you don't.
I'm gonna tell the wife you're being mean to me again.
And she's gonna conk you in the head for being mean to me first.
It don't take much to be mean to you. Have you seen you, bitch?
Have you talked to you? Yes, I have. And that's the only intelligent conversation I get all day long.
You better not say that shit with your wife around.
She in Facebook. It ain't like she's gonna say anything to me.
Yeah, don't feel bad. Eric will be on Facebook like a motherfucker too.
No,
don't even be saying shit. Eric will be on Facebook all the time and don't even be posting up. At least your wife posts it.
She's a Facebook stalker.
Oh God, so is Erica. Erica got another fucking Facebook to stalk other Facebooks.
I don't get it. I can barely run the fucking one I got.
Who you telling?
I just be like, oh, okay, I like this and I like that. And that's all I can do. If I post anything more than fucking 10 words, then I've done something. But the biggest thing that I post anymore is these damn podcasts after they kick my ass and fucking the day before I send them.
Hey, but we've had people listen to them, so we're doing something.
Yeah. That's funny. One of my buddies at work, I've been pestering him to listen to the podcast just so I can get some feedback to know, just to get some feedback. And the motherfucker wouldn't listen to it. And then finally one day I walked up to him and said, bro, are we friends? He goes, yeah. I said, why don't you fucking listen to my podcast? Because I just want to hear. And about 3 hours later, he come back with he text me with, yes, it is mental masturbation. Stop talking about my penis.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I like it. It's funny. It's nice. And do you realize that it's on like fucking 5 or 6 different apps?
I'm mad.
No. Although I was telling Rose, I said, you know, I'm going to take the computer down there with me on Saturday. We might do a quick podcast just to do something for a minute. She's like, oh, you can't do that. What? I can't do that. What do I mean? Well, you know, it might offend somebody. I'm like, it might offend somebody? Well, then they get the hell out of my room. How that? I paid for that motherfucker. If I want to dance naked.
Do you see the people's eyebrow I got right now? Fuck
yeah.
That.
I'm like, if I want to fucking do that, fuck them. You know, the only thing I would do is you walk in the room. Hey, we're recording a podcast. You've been told. So if you open your mouth, that's your ass.
Forewarning has been given.
I don't care. Somebody else suggested to me to get Flogger on our podcast while we're at the party.
Well, that would be cool as shit.
Yeah, it would. So I might give him a holler to see if he's interested in it. This might be a little too vulgar for him, though.
Eh, we are what we are. We're different.
Fucking retarded. Wait a minute. You're not supposed to say retarded
say
anymore.
What?
Not supposed to say retarded anymore, are you?
It's not nice today. We don't.
Okay, we're special.
retarded. I'm kind of old school, still a retard. I can't fucking help it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is what it is. But
that shit ain't Maybelline. You were born with it, you motherfucker.
You can't wash that shit off. You ugly. Dumbass.
You better own that shit.
Yeah. I'm just me. That's it. I'm good at being me. Alright, so we're going on Saturday. I'm going to take the pewter, and if we get an inkling, we'll do something. And it will probably be drunk. That'd probably be us drunk.
It's going to be priceless.
It's going to be fucking weird. But, are you not going to help me be my wingman, you motherfucker, or are you going to leave me in the lurch again?
I'm going to try real hard, okay? Shit.
You tried real hard last time.
Yeah, but I was slightly fucked up.
Why was you fucked up?
It's called alcohol.
Alcohol? A lot of it? Better stay off that Captain Morgan. He doesn't give you the boot.
I'm letting go of Captain for a while. I'm going to step away from Captain for a minute. I'm going to jump on the fireball wagon. Because I noticed the other night at your house, I drank a whole fucking bottle damn near to my lonesome. Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't hurting.
Yeah. It's not that bad. It doesn't taste bad at all. I like it. They're good. They make good shots. Jack Daniels, that just tastes like WD-40 cold.
Well, brother, I still haven't had dinner yet. I got home, I got out of the car, I walked over to the car and started working. I need to get some chow, I need to get a shower because I smell like raped asshole on a sweaty September.
My God, you fucking reek. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I took the time to take a shower. That's only...
Well, sorry, I've been a little bit busy, sweetie.
Well, darling...
Just like a nagging-ass wife.
Fuck you. I didn't bother you all week because I knew what you were doing. And even if I did bother you, you fucking ignore me.
I feel horrible because people have been trying to get a hold of me, and I ain't said nothing to nobody.
I fucking text you, I get nothing. I'm like, what the fuck? He's working on the fucking car. See, to me, it's just a fucking car. Not Vicky Valancourt. You're going to have to tell us what you're naming on Saturday.
I can do that.
Vicky Valancourt got to get high up in the running.
All right, bro. I love you, and I'm going to try to get some sleep.
All right. Good night, buddy. Love you, too. Talk to you later.
All right. Yep. Bye.
Bye.